live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who will never, ever, ever, ever be a professional Crash Bandicoot player, me, James Campbell.
Are you finally resigned to that? Like,
I'm still playing it, but oh my god, that game is so hard.
If it makes you feel any better, no one plays Crash Bandicoot professionally.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying in a fictitious world that became a professional esport, I will never be able to be on the Crash Bandicoot team.
I mean, look, you're a streamer. You could totally, like, fail at it for a living.
Well, trust me, I've already been failing at it for two streams, and they feel so bad for me, they give me pity checkpoints.
Oh, there you go.
You got the training wheels. There you go.
Yeah. As I die 25 times, like, we got to get this guy a checkpoint every like 5 meters in the game.
Oh.
The Halloween season is close to wrapping up, and we have a rundown of the scariest video games to play to help you get in the spooky mood. Coming up in just a bit, because the big story this past week is about a United States representative that launched a Twitch channel. How did viewership of the stream go when a politician took to Twitch to encourage gamers to vote? That is where we're going to get started this week. We're just a little ways away from what may be one of the most important elections in our lifetime. With such an important election on the horizon, politicians and candidates are on the lookout for ways to reach new potential voters. Well, United States Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, as she's become known, took to Twitch to encourage gamers to vote and get involved in the democratic process. Now, we want to hear from you on this topic, so give us a call at 1-833-557-0974 and let us know what your thoughts are on AOC starting a Twitch channel and streaming to encourage gamers to get involved in voting. Now, how did the stream actually go? Well, Robbie Landis is here to fill us in on that.
Yeah, so now this isn't the first time that politics have tried to find their way in some way, shape, or form onto Twitch to use their platform to reach a new audience, right?
I mean, Donald Trump was banned earlier this year.
Yes, he was. Bernie Sanders has his own Twitch channel that you know, they basically just put reruns of like their rallies and videos and stuff like that on. This is the first time, I think, that a politician has actually attempted to, in what at least seems like a genuine way, engage with people on the platform. So AOC was actually joined by fellow representative Ilhan Omar, as well as online personalities like Hassan Piker, Pokimane, Dr. Lupo, Disguised Toast, Moist Critical, Myth, MXM Toon, and Jacksepticeye. So
we got some pretty big name streamers on there.
Big name
Pokemon
streamers.
Pokimane, Dr. Lupo?
Yeah, are both big. And then yeah. Hassan Piker, who is like another political kind of like commentator and everything, mm-hmm. he streams on Twitch consistently. Mm-hmm. Like between them and Jacksepticeye and Myth, I think they had to have an audience of like. Like, combined.
Speaking of the audience, I will let you know, actually. So
ooh, we have those stats. There we go. Weird. Look at that. Robbie Landis is on the
AOE's
top.
AOE's personal stream herself peaked at 439,000 viewers.
Ooh, wow. And let me put that in perspective. That's not 439,000 total over the entire time. That's at one time.
At one point. That's
so
right.
So she had just under 500,000 viewers.
At a single moment in life watching her.
Yep. And if you then add in the 200,000 viewers watching the other various streamers' channels, they had over 600,000 concurrent people watching at once.
I mean, that means at least like 1.5 million people had to have tuned in.
If not more. So AOC actually now holds third place for the most concurrent viewers on a single channel.
Woo! So it sounds like she did well.
Yeah, she did well. Yeah, yeah. She only comes in behind Shroud's return to Twitch and Ninja when he streamed with Drake. So the whole point of the stream and why this was different from anything that, you know, Bernie or Donald Trump have ever, you know, tried to stream to Twitch before is she wasn't here to try and like hold her own rally or, you know, talk about what's on her agenda or what she's going to do. The whole idea here was to play Among Us, which is a game we've talked about before, you know, where the whole point is to, you know, vote people off. There's a monster among you who's trying to kill everybody.
The imposter.
And you have to try and, you know, tell people who you think it is and vote people out. So the whole idea here was just to encourage people to go and vote. Whoever you're going to vote for, just do it.
And she sounded so like, let's listen to her, but she sounded at home being able to play this.
I am so nervous though. I really, really, really hope that I don't get imposter first.
A few minutes later.
Is there a way to mute that?
Yes.
That's her having to be the imposter that kills people.
In the very first game.
Oh, microphone. Man. Icon?
No.
You can't click it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I knew it. Oh my gosh. Guys, I'm so scared. What do I do?
And then she just kills somebody.
That's funny, her reaction.
How do I get in there?
And then she self-reports the body and tells everybody that she kills them and then
she's
finds
taking
them.
A play right out of Weirdbeard's book.
I think, yes. Like, my favorite take out of this is I feel encouraged to see a representative who feels bad killing video game characters, because then, like, they won't feel so bad about killing people in real life or anything like that. So
that's a good take.
I mean, like, she's funny. I think, like, watching...
Relatable?
Yes, relatable. And watching this, it's in such stark contrast to seeing other, like, old geezers that are in Congress and the House, like, testifying to Facebook, like, why can't my kids get my emails anymore? And then you see somebody like AOC get on and have 500,000 viewers and knows how to play a video game. Like, I don't know. It was really cool to be able to see those two worlds kind of converge.
Okay, and I think we have at least a caller on the line here we're going to get to right now.
Yeah, I definitely think it was a genuine thing. I mean, she's got skills, right? You saw her, you know, play with some of the best. She took some folks out in Among Us, and she got a lot of young people to vote for the first time, which is really inspiring.
I think, like, so as somebody who watched it, did it come across as genuine? Because I think that's the one thing that a lot of politicians getting into Twitch fail to do, is come across as people that, like, understand what Twitch even is to begin with.
Yeah, no, it was definitely genuine. I mean, she knew the lingo. It definitely was different from, you know, your marketeers that jump into Twitch streams at times, right? You know, it honestly seemed like she had more fun gaming and almost forgot to remind people to vote. So the other streamers were actually doing the lion's share of that work. It was really cool. You know, if you're not a gamer, you know, we'll sniff you out, right? If you're not, you know, genuine about it, but people will know. So I think she was being herself, but, you know, some other politicians, I don't think they could get away with that. But, you know, as far as using Twitch as a platform to get your message out, if you're doing it just as that, that's fine. But don't try to pretend to be a gamer when you aren't.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Nadia. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. So not too bad for a United States representative, third most concurrent viewers on a single channel. Now, another unlikely person was recently streaming on Twitch as well. We'll let you know what happened when Sacha Baron Cohen streamed as Borat on Twitch in just a second, because now it's time for this.
Time is up! Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP's Close Shave. Watch it at checkpointxp.com.
Last Sunday saw the semifinals of the League of Legends World Championship, where Suning took on Top Esports, while Suning eventually pulled out the win over Top Esports. The real winner of it all is Alienware, a PC company that was doing a giveaway for people who had perfect pick'em brackets for the tournament winners. Before the semifinal games, 193 had correct brackets, which would have left Alienware on the hook for 193 gaming rigs that cost upwards of $5,000 apiece. Wow. After this match, however, only 12 people were left standing going into the finals with perfect brackets still intact. What a close shave for Alienware, as that would have been an expensive payout, and are sure happy that Suning were able to pull out the win.
Now, here's the crazy thing. Those PCs that they were giving away are the ones that the players are playing on at Worlds. So you know that they are like the Rolls Royces of PCs.
What a sweet PC to walk away with. But luckily for Alienware, that didn't happen. They would have been on the hook for a ton of cash. Now, Suning are on to the finals to take on Damwon in the World's 2020 Finals. Remember, if you ever miss a close shave of the week, you can find them posted over at checkpointxp.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to checkpointxp.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We were just talking about some unlikely faces you see streaming on Twitch, like United States Representative AOC streaming to the third largest concurrent audience. Well, Hollywood actor Sacha Baron Cohen's character, Borat, made an appearance on stream with Dr. Lupo recently to promote his new Borat movie that just hit Amazon Prime. Robbie,
What went down with Borat on Twitch?
It was a lot different than what we saw with AOC, who actually played video games. I don't think anyone knew what to expect here, but the idea was that Dr. Lupo was challenged by the number one gamer from Kazakhstan, Borat, and he came on
the way, that's,
you know,
how
what?
Presented
just,
it?
Yeah, just roll the clip.
Yeah, here
just
we
roll
go.
The clip.
I'm hanging out. I got a message that you wanted to play some video games. You challenged me to a 1v1.
Yes? You play with yourself?
Of course.
I that's a different website, I think.
You play with yourself for young men to watch. Wah wah wee wah. I want to watch. Please, where are you from?
I miss the wah wah wee wah.
That's definitely not this site.
What?
And so, I mean, like, it was funny.
It was. No actual gameplay happened. It was just a lot of Borat.
Like, kind of Borat doing the Borat thing.
Yeah,
he was wearing super tiny shorts, and he'd keep standing up, and he'd be like,
oh,
do you see me?
Yeah, he's sitting in front of a computer from, like, 1991 that probably needed, like, a floppy disk to go into it or something.
Well, no wonder they couldn't actually play.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it was fun, obviously. Yeah. The only thing that I question is, you know, whether or not this was, like, I guess the right place for it. I mean, you know, Dr. Lupo does stuff like, charities for, you know, like children's hospitals and stuff like that. And
where
so,
would you say Dr. Lupo ranks in terms of streamers?
I mean,
like
he's
Ninja, Dr. Disrespect.
He's definitely up there. For sure. You want to know who and obviously this wouldn't have worked because of, you know, recent bannings, but you know who I think would have actually been perfect for this sort of interaction with? Borat and Dr. Disrespect. I think that would have been the team up.
No, Dr. Disrespect is so hyper-masculine that he would have been, like, weird about it and been like, oh, no.
That's fine.
I don't know.
No, that's what I would have liked to
see.
That's
what you would have liked to see?
Absolutely. I would have loved to see that.
Dr. Disrespect revealed how much it would cost to get him to exclusively stream on Facebook Gaming. Now, the amount is very high. And what caused Ninja to skip participating in famous YouTuber Mr. Beast's creator games? We'll discuss those stories in just a bit, because ahead next, the Halloween season is close to wrapping up, and we have a rundown of the scariest video games to play to help you get in the spooky mood. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with Continuous Esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is going to be absolute madness around...
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with Weird Beard, and the only member of Checkpoint XP that when he isn't working on his kill death score in Apex Legends, he's cosplaying as Star-Lord, Robbie Landis.
Oh, that cosplay is actually... that's from like... 5 years
ago. Well, that's
ago.
5 years ago that picture you shared on social media.
I've cosplayed 3 times, and all of them I thought was pretty good. Star-Lord's one. I also did the Joker, and I did Link from Legend of Zelda as well.
Wow, you know what? You do not strike me as the person who would cosplay as Link from Legend of Zelda. Just
actually.
You seem like you hate the game so much when Weirdbeard talks about it.
I didn't like Breath of the Wild, but the Ocarina of Time, I grew up on that.
Crazy.
Like that was a big one. Don't you shake your head at me. I will
Nerd.
Come across this studio.
He's shaking his head at your poor Legend of Zelda opinion. Now, the Halloween season is close to wrapping up, and we've had some brief discussions about scary games, even a few recommendations, but nothing in depth. So we decided to come up with Checkpoint XP's scariest games to play in the dark. Since I'm too big of a wuss to play these scary games, I've actually been terrified by Gears of War.
What about Gears of War terrified you?
Well, there's a moment in Gears of War, where I think it's the first one, where there's like this big abominable like monster that's coming after you, and you have to like dodge out of the way so that he hits these pillars to knock these pillars down. And for whatever reason, when he would pop out. He scared the crap out of me when he first pops out in the game. And then I was like scared trying to dodge around.
At least in Gears of War, they give you guns to fight back.
That's true, but it was a big scary monster.
Yeah, well, you know what? The games we're about to talk about, you don't get to fight back. And so for me, there's two realms of scary games that you can play, right? One of them is people who actually like to be scared.
Which is not
like crapless, right? And for me, what I would suggest is a game like Outlast. So
Outlast is spooky.
Oh, the story here is that you are an investigative reporter, and you're on the trail of this story, and it's taking you to this abandoned insane asylum, right?
Why is it always got to be an insane asylum?
Now, here's the mechanics to the game. Right? Mm-hmm. You're going in there because you're trying to capture video proof, so you have a video camera,
and
right?
It's like you keep having to put it up, so it's like a thing.
So the video camera. Modern day, like ghost hunters, like
yes,
ghost investigative people.
It's the only source of light you have that you can control. Is your video camera.
Okay.
And it has battery life.
Yeah, it's limited.
So you have to decide when you want to use it. It's so scary. And there's actually, just thinking about it gets me. There's a scene where you actually watch where like someone captures you and they cut your fingers off. Yep.
Come on!
And it shows it like it's up in your face. It's bad.
It
in the sequel,
gruesome.
In the sequel, Outlast 2, they cut off something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Come on. How did that get passed?
Yep.
They can do it.
It does. Oh, it does. Now, if you don't want to really like that's intense. Even I'll admit that's intense. And I did not play this, of my own volition. But if you want another game that's still fun and scary, Phasmophobia.
That's the game you guys have been playing on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel, right?
Well, actually, let's just play a clip to get a quick sounding of what it sounds like.
Huddle up here, man. Huddle up. Huddle up. Listen to me.
All right, team. All right,
listen to me. This is the plan, all right? We know that she likes that room. We put the bait, that's Chad Low Sanity, in the room. She has to walk into the room. We put the crucifix in the doorway so he's protected. As she's crossing towards the doorway, I will take a picture of her in the stairwell, right? Crucifix makes her go away. We have the picture. Chad is safe. We leave. That's all we have to do, okay? That's the plan.
Okay, what do I have to do? What do I have to do?
She's not... You just sit in the room and anger her. That's all you have to do, okay?
Anger her?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I'm dead.
Weirdbeard's dead.
Yeah, super dead.
See, now look.
Should have followed Robbie's plan.
Thank you.
How to exercise the demon.
Now, what's great is as we open the door back up, because the door locked as we were about to go in, he was just on the other side. We opened the door back up. She was standing there. We got the picture anyway. But this game, while scary, you heard us laughing, right?
Yeah.
It's still fun. There are some scary, spooky moments, but this is still a game you can have fun with.
Now, I will say, if I can give a recommendation here, because we go from, like, the laughing, ha-ha, funny game, because it'll pop out and it'll get you and everything like that. The kind of game that I want to play, if it's spooky, is a game like P.T.,
P.T.?
P.T. It's
the game that wasn't even released.
It was never even released. All that was ever put out into the wild was a demo of, like, what it was going to be and everything. So it's the producer of all the Metal Gear games.
Okay.
Was coming together to release this brand new horror game.
He was actually working with Guillermo del Toro
and
as well.
Norman Reedus to be able to do this.
Really?
And it's like, it's super spooky. Like, you are going through this hallway.
It's a psychological one, too, isn't it?
That's why it's scary. It's like the Silent Hills.
This demo's available for people to find and still able to play?
I'm sure you can find it somewhere. You can't go on the store and download it anymore.
Okay.
But if you have access to it, please go back and play PT. It came out in 2014. The demo of it. It was just a spooky game that had like, and they, when they data mined it, right? Get this, James. When they went through all the source code and everything. So
is that what
like,
data mining is?
Yeah.
Going through source code?
Yes. Okay. So the ghost that was in this game.
The monster.
Was always behind you as the character. Always following you no matter what. And they found that out when they went through it. So like
So you as a player don't know that.
Yes. When you're playing this demo, you always feel like,
something's watching
Something's
me.
Right there. Like, exactly.
And it was.
You guys are giving me the goosebumps.
It was always right there.
That's great. That's scary. So there's some suggestions for the scariest games to play in the dark this Halloween, chosen by us here in this room. We'll hear about some other scary game recommendations from the other members of Checkpoint XP in just a moment. because now it's time for...
From the high highs...
An absolute monster!
...to the low lows...
There you go, four!
Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
We'll get our nailed it and failed it this week. Started off with our nailed it. When the Xbox Series X and S were first shown, a lot of people made jokes that it looked like a little mini fridge. Well, those memes and dreams have been made a reality because the team at Xbox actually gave a full-sized Xbox Series X fridge filled with gin and juice to the one and only Snoop D-O-double-G.
And it's really because he's been an Xbox guy since its launch.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
Really, he strikes me as a PlayStation man.
No, he's gone on record being like, Xbox is the only way that I play anything.
Yeah, wow. I knew me and Snoop has something in common more than the green. We're both playing the Xbox. We're Xbox boys.
James, you're an original Xbox OG as well.
Yeah.
Microsoft was going to give you a fridge that shaped like an Xbox Series X. Fill it with?
Oh, cheesy gordita crunches.
Okay.
Cheesy gordita crunches and maybe some Diet Pepsi.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
You know, that's my gamer choice foods and drinks there.
You have a fairly okay artist rider there.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too expensive, right?
No.
There you go. All right, there's your nailed it. Snoop Dogg getting his custom Xbox Series X mini fridge. Stick around to hear our failed it portion of the nailed it and failed it coming up in the next hour. And don't forget, if you ever miss a nailed it or failed it, you can find them posted over at checkpointxp.com.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at checkpointxp.com.
Now you're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about scary game recommendations to play this Halloween, and you got to hear from everyone here in the room. But we wanted to get the rest of the Checkpoint XP crew in with their recommendations as well. We actually have producer Chad joining us on the phone lines. Chad, what scary game do you recommend playing this Halloween?
Okay, y'all, if you haven't played Alien Isolation, you haven't played a scary game. Honestly, the best thing about this is, like, Alien, like, since Alien, the first movie, it's all, like, you know, that was kind of the closest you can get to, like, the scary movie. But, like, the rest of them were, like action movies. This goes back to the roots, and it's super crazy and scary, and it's, like, the alien itself never goes away. It's one of those scary movies or scary games that you just feel like you're just hopefully getting by. You never know what's going to happen. It's just a great game.
The aliens, the xenomorph is always fun. I've actually played this one. That I had to take off my list because I played through it and I didn't realize what was going on, but all of a sudden, like, I was like hiding somewhere and I don't know where the alien's there.
Doesn't it like learn from you?
Yes. It gets smart.
Is there any, like, do you have a scary moment can you tell us about a scary moment when you were playing it?
Oh, the first time you see the xenomorph, literally you're just walking and then all of a sudden it comes from the ceiling and you're just crapping yourself.
That's exactly the moment that I just described. Me and Chad had the same moment in the video game, but he's much braver than I because he continued playing and I took it out of my system and put it on the shelf for life.
All right, well, thank you, Chad, so much. We appreciate you calling in, man.
No problem. Thanks.
All right, so there's producer Chad's choice and scary video game. And we also have somebody else, host of Checkpoint XP's On Campus, Norris Howard, is joining us on the phone lines. Norris, what game would you recommend playing this holiday season?
All right, listen, I'm suggesting this because I saw our very own Robbie Lambus play this game on stream. I had to say Resident Evil 7, but in VR.
Oh, man.
Like, you have to play it in VR.
Resident Evil 7 was amazing. It was a return to the, like, original Resident Evil feel.
Okay.
Because, like, Resident Evil 5 and 6 were, like, action movies, essentially. Mm-hmm. But 7 was set in, like, the bayous of the creepy houses with a grandma and, like, oh, it's creepy crawly.
Well, so Norris, I have to ask, because, like you said, I was the one playing, and I streamed a little bit of it. What was it that sold it for you? Was it me underneath the house screaming expletives left and right at every shadow that jumped out?
That was part of it, absolutely. But I will say, the VR just seemed to add to the experience. I'm not a horror games person, really. If I can get secondhand scare through a game, which is what I did, watching that stream... I was scared for you because you were like all in the dark with the VR headset. Uh-huh. Somebody wanted to take you out. That was the optimal time to do it. and I was scared for you. I mostly watched the stream out of security reasons to make sure you were going to make it through tonight, to be honest with you.
And I will say that you don't even have to play it in VR to be scared, but in VR, like, there's a point where, like, you lift up like a pot in, like, this creepy farmhouse, and being in VR and seeing, like, all the, like, mold and the gross stuff and maggots, like, falling off of it and stuff. Ugh,
it really sets the tone, huh?
It really sets
the tone. I can't even imagine playing a scary game in virtual reality because I can barely handle playing a scary game with a controller in my hand.
Yeah.
Well, there's the Checkpoint XP list of scary games to play this Halloween. We'll talk about some more current games that have a actually special Halloween limited time event taking place in just a bit. Because ahead next, what caused Ninja to skip participating in famous YouTuber MrBeast's creator games? That, and just how much money would Dr. Disrespect want from Facebook Gaming to stream exclusively from that platform? All.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey everybody, this is Norris Howard from Checkpoint XP on campus, and if you want the hottest in esports news coming from the college scene, tune in to Checkpoint XP on campus. You can find us on YouTube, Google Podcasts, Spotify, BPod Studios, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. I'm James Campbell. Along with me is Robbie Landis, as well as Checkpoint XP's resident gamer gossip reporter, keeping listeners up to date with the juiciest rumors and stories. Weirdbeard, have you got any good stories to follow up on from the breakdown?
Yeah, you can just call me the president of GMZ.
Ooh, jeez. GMZ.
No, yeah, my God.
For gaming.
Yeah, no, we got it.
Okay.
We got it.
So, Dr. Disrespect has been busy recently after he collaborated with Rogue Company and got his own skin and map in that game, actually. The most anticipated game, in Robbie's opinion, of possibly the past, what, 5, 6, 7 years?
Decade.
Decade. 10 years. Cyberpunk 2077.
Wait, hold on, what?
Has been teasing a possible collaboration.
Oh, stop it.
With Dr. Disrespect.
Stop it.
Now, how it's
the
going...
The good doctor's going to be in Robbie's most anticipated game?
Hold on. Okay, are you serious?
So we do not know yet exactly what Dr. Disrespect's involvement is going to be. It could be a skin. It could be an appearance. Other people are guessing that it could be a Dr. Disrespect car that you're able to drive.
Well, he has that fancy. Is it a Ferrari or Lamborghini that he has on his stream?
So that's what they think could possibly
Hold on. All right. He just tweeted. He retweeted a thing that Cyberpunk had put out showing off some of their new cars and vehicles, and he said, just wait till you see what we have planned next level. It could just be something that he's doing himself in relation to Cyberpunk. We don't know that he's in the game.
No, but I mean, as far as he's already been involved with Rogue Company, right?
Like, they have the skin or whatever where you can look like Dr. Disrespect.
Well, like I said, they have an entire map.
That's right. He did design the map, the arena.
The arena. So it's, I think... It's a lot like Pringles in that once you pop, you just can't stop. Because, I mean, once you get into one kind of game, I don't think it would be that crazy.
Yeah, it's not a huge leap to make it into another one. I just don't know if, like, Rogue Company and, you know, Cyberpunk 2077 are on the same level.
Thank you. I feel like this might just be Doc being like, yeah, you know, Cyberpunk's going to be big, but you know who's bigger? The Doc is bigger. Like, he's just trying to ride the coattails.
But there have been plenty of large-scale streamers so far that have teased their own involvement with Cyberpunk 2077. We have a couple different streamers that have actually released already that they're on, like, billboards within the game.
Oh, that's
right?
Cool.
Like, they're mocked up, and it's not like, go watch Dr. Lupo or anything like that. But it's them, you know, in makeup pretending to be in-world advertising something or whatnot. So, like, with a game this scale and this size, like, Robbie, how much game time do you think that it would take to clear every single inch of Cyberpunk 2077?
Oof. I mean, quite a bit. Look, if there's actually a Dr. Disrespect NPC in there, he's not going to have a good time.
Yeah, you think he's gonna get
taken out?
I think there are a lot of people that will probably take him into a bathroom and beat him with a baseball bat.
Well, we know what Robbie's
gonna
Robbie
be doing. Do that?
Yeah, I don't even think he needs to answer that. I'm going to answer for him and say probably.
I plead the fifth.
Yes.
I think it's interesting, especially to see a game on the scale of Cyberpunk 2077. It's a game about the futuristic kind of, you know, like technological world. and they're already integrating streamers and whatnot. Like, that is what the future is going to look like, I think. You know, like, they've become the new media personalities, and love them or hate them, Dr. Disrespect has one of the largest kind of online following.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It is not so far out of the realm of possibility that he makes an appearance. James, if you could have Dr. Disrespect in this game, what would you want him doing?
I'd want him to be some sort of an advisor on weapons. He's got that attitude. He'd be like, here's the weapons you need to take out your enemies. I recommend this, 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 and this.
All right, you're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We're talking about some of the gamer gossip, some of the juiciest rumors and stories that are going around online. We got Weird Beard here filling us in on all the info. And I believe, Weird Beard, you got a little story about Ninja?
Geez. You just like ticking me off today, don't you? Talking about all of these streamers.
Yeah. A little, but this is more like kind of esports focused, especially because Ninja stepped away from a clout farming situation to actually participate in a serious video game competition.
Oh, you think he's trying to take esports a little more serious?
Maybe. So here's the deal. So if you've never heard of him, Mr. Beast is like this massive personality
online.
Like, I think his combined following is over 50-60 million across all platforms and whatnot. So this guy has a voice.
Yeah, he's
right?
Like the dude that would just randomly go up to somebody and hand you $10,000 in cash just to record your reaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Mr. Beast has this the series online that he does called the Creator Games, right?
Okay.
The Creator Games is where they bring together a huge, stable of online celebrities and have them compete in a video game. So, like, the Creator Games bracket had people like Addison Rae, who's a huge TikTok star, Charli D'Amelio, who's another TikTok star, Yes Theory, KSI, if you've ever heard him. He's the one that wants to box Logan Paul and whatnot.
Man, okay.
Typical Gamer, you have ZHC, Swoozy. So, like, combined, the reach of all these people in the Creator Games is over 250 million people.
Wow,
it's
that's a big reach.
Freaking massive. Now, Ninja was supposed to be participating in this. Do you want to know why he dropped out and why he did not compete?
I do.
Okay. Ninja dropped out to play in a Valorant tournament.
Oh, okay.
And it's because Ninja is supposedly thinking about fielding a professional Valorant team.
I thought he's already on a pro Valorant team.
It's not a pro. So, like, as of right now, Valorant isn't in the place where it's like, there's no organizations are in it, right? But it's still like,
there's no established pro scene.
Right. They don't box anybody out yet. So there's a team that they compete with, but Ninja dropping out of this huge creators tournament, I really think is signaling
he's trying to make a play, so when that scene does come,
yes,
he wants to be in serious consideration.
And it's crazy.
How's his team been doing so far?
Not great.
Oh, no. So they need to practice. So it's probably best that he bowed out of the Mr. Beast
thing. Hold on, because here's the issue, too, because a few months ago, wasn't there someone on his team that he didn't like or he thought was holding them back, so he kicked them off?
Yeah, that was T1 Sunny that he actually
kicked. From T1, even?
Yes.
Here's the problem I think that Ninja's going to run into, right? Because since he has the clout, since he has the money, I don't think that anyone's going to be willing, at least right now, at least up front, no one's going to be willing to tell him or point out that he might be the weak link. So it's always going to be someone else taking the blame, right? If we do end up getting to a point where he does get a chance in the pro scene, if it doesn't work out, there's going to be no one else to blame except for Ninja.
Yeah, I think, like, the crazy thing about it is that him and Mr. Beast made it pretty amicable. You know, you would expect with a bunch of drama and everything like this, like, Ninja would be like, oh, forget that, and then they would trash Ninja, and then, like, what happened is Mr. Beast tweeted out and was like, nah, it's cool, he's got a thing going on. I think this has to come from a serious perspective of Ninja to, at the very least, have the balls to go to Mr. Beast and go, listen, I really want to take Valorant seriously. This is a serious tournament that I want to compete in. I want to be honest and be like, hey, man, I'm trying to make this happen. That's the only way he would get support like that.
Here's the one thing that I will give Ninja, because you're right. He could have easily turned this into a publicity stunt as well in order to make headlines. And we know, whether or not anybody else wants to admit it to it or not, or even if he believes it, that he's definitely he's past his prime as far as streaming goes, right? He's only riding on what his name has produced now. As far as I'm concerned, he's on his way out.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like he's making his way, making room for him to join Hollywood. I thought you were going to say he dropped out to audition for a movie.
He did actually, though, get picked up, I think, by a Hollywood talent agency.
Okay.
Now.
All right, well, we'll see how it all pans out in the end. Streamers are getting hit with takedown notices on broadcasts that they deleted, but now they're getting back in trouble for them? This is an interesting story we'll talk about in just a bit, because coming up next, it's still the spooky season, and Halloween is officially upon us. Halloween is officially upon us. Big games like Call of Duty Warzone and Apex Legends are holding events to celebrate the season. We're going to talk about some of the best ones and what they do to make it fun and scary when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The League of Legends World Championships continue throughout the month of October, with the finals set to be held in early November. With the Overwatch League Grand Finals in the books, normally we turn our attention to the Overwatch World Cup. However, with BlizzCon canceled this year, that event is now in doubt. We're unlikely to see more professional Overwatch until 2021. In Counter-Strike Global Offensive, the month of October plays host to IEM New York, as well as the DreamHack Open Fall event. The RLCSX Fall Major is underway, and North America's turn is just about here. North America will compete on October 18th and October 25th. The November 6th Siege Major has been replaced by a regional competition that will be held online. North American competition will run November 13th through the 15th. We're coming up on the end of the major esports seasons at this point, and it's going to be a long wait until January. Hopefully, 2021 will be a better year for esports. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, head on over to our website. That's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Over at CheckpointXP.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging the weird beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who's very excited to play the new Halloween update to Call of Duty Warzone, me, James Campbell.
You need to get on it. The Haunting of Verdansk is amazing.
Is it? Is it good?
You're not too worried about it being scary.
Well, I've played, to be honest, a little. But I know it takes place at nighttime now, so it's not during the day, mm-hmm. and I know there's zombies involved.
Yep.
But
and I've not played... just a zombie. There's also, isn't there a Freddy, or not Freddy, Jason's in it as well, isn't he?
Yeah, and then there's also these things that are like trick-or-treat supply boxes. So there's 16 of them across the entire map. You're never going to be able to get all of them in one kind of game
okay.
and whatnot. But they, like... It's funny because occasionally Apex Legends does the same thing where if you open them up, mm-hmm. like a zombie may pop out and scare you instead of actually giving you the loot.
They put
like
jump
that.
Scares into
they
it?
They did.
Oh my gosh.
They did. James, are you going to play this on stream?
I don't know. Now that I know there's jump scares, I'm
see, I was that's what I was going to ask. Yeah. So when you scream, like, is it like a manly scream or is
no,
it a little
no,
huh?
It's like a feminine little girl just trying to escape my body.
You know what kind of makes it even spookier is that you're able to dress up as the villain from Saw. This guy
oh, Jigsaw.
Right here. Yeah, Jigsaw. You're
wanna
able to
play
do like,
a game.
The thing where he's on the bike and everything. Yeah. You can wear the mask and you can go kill them. And
do you want to play a game?
I don't know. It's kind of cool. Like, do you like game modes like this, James? Is this something that encourages you to go play a game more?
For whatever reason, I like the idea of being able to shoot zombies. Mm-hmm. So this, yes. And I think was also Leatherface an available like skin you could buy to
yes.
put your character in. So I think those elements are awesome, but I just don't want to be scared.
So like the other thing that I think we need to tell the listeners about is like, it's nighttime. So like normally yeah. Warzone, it's not
just
like
during the day.
Yeah. It's yeah. not brightly lit or anything like that, but it's not like it's not
as dark as what
yes.
scary games usually are where you're like, I need to turn my brightness up. Now, what I'll say, James, is you just mentioning there about how you can get like the Leatherface costume for
yeah.
your character.
I think that type of stuff is
yeah,
awesome.
That's what always drives me to play these special game modes is when there's like limited aesthetics or things that you can earn that show that you did it. You know, you had mm-hmm. mentioned Apex Legends. They also have an event going on called the Shadow Royale where as your squad mates die, mm-hmm. normally if you get their banner, you can respawn them. Now they automatically respawn as like zombie shadows. Run faster, jump
really?
Further. but they can only melee things. They can only run up and hit, but they can continue to protect you so long as least one person on your team is still alive, right? And so it adds a new sort of dynamic to it. And of course, you know, it's nighttime. They have like spooky noises and ambiance going to add to it. It's not quite scary, but again, the zombies in the chests and supply bins, they put them in there just enough that you're never expecting it.
Okay,
right?
Just to give you a little bit of a jump scare.
You always, but it gets you every time as a result, right? You're not like, oh, they'll be in this one. They'll be in this one. You just start to forget about it. And then there they are.
And you know, it's kind of a crazy aspect, too, is if you're playing the Zombie Royale mode, you actually, if you die, right, and you're with teammates, you come back as a zombie, and you can turn back into a human player.
This is in Warzone, right?
Warzone, yes. You can turn back into a human player if you collect two of these, like, antiviral things dropped and everything.
It's similar to what the Gulag would be, where you'd get, like, a 1v1. If you win, you go back into the game.
Yes.
Otherwise, you got to get bought back by your teammate. But with this, instead of the 1v1, you're scrounging around to find antiviral serums to get back in the game.
Yeah, again, like, it's all, like, zombie themed and whatnot. So, like, it's cool. Is it something that if this was, like, a standalone mode that existed all the time, would I play it?
Oh, no.
Definitely not.
Yeah,
but
no.
It's cool because it's festive.
Exactly.
It's festive and kind of funny. It puts you in the mood for the fall and the Halloween.
I think any game that spends the effort, time, and energy to do things like this shows that, A, they care about the community and keeping people involved, but, B, that you can't, in 2020, put out a game and let it just live and exist, and then, oh, well, everybody's going to be cool with that, right? Like, you have to continually be updating and constantly, like, if they do a Halloween thing, I hope they do a Christmas one, too. And I hope they do a, you know, like...
How crazy would it be to be Santa with the machine gun? They got me again. I'll play again.
I'm in.
You give Santa with the machine gun, I'm there.
Gaming on a budget, we've got a game for free.
$3.99.
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week. This week's free game of the week is the Blair Witch.
Free on the Epic Game Store.
Peter Shannon, a 9-year-old boy, went missing on Saturday. This afternoon, the authorities are organizing a search in the Black Hills Forest.
Okay, Bullet. Let's find this kid. Wait up, Bullet! Bullet!
Where?
So, obviously, the Blair Witch is a scary game. I don't think I have to explain that to anyone. Now, this doesn't actually take place in the movie itself, but it's inspired by the lore behind the Blair Witch. You know, it's a story-driven psychological horror game that actually studies your reactions to fear and stress as you play the game.
So, what you do in the game, it picks up on, so it knows how to kind of get you scared.
Well, let me just tell you, the best part about this game... And it's because it's a scary game, the fact that you have a dog with you, that if you pet the dog, it makes all the bad things go away.
Oh, I like that.
That's the only saving grace for scary game haters there.
Yeah, because you play, if I'm right, you actually play as like a deputy or a sheriff who's like investigating the disappearance of some boy.
Yep.
Within the scary world of Blair Witch. And I have to say, because I remember when this first came out, and I think that a lot of people... weren't really excited about it. Like, the idea that it was based on Blair Witch, people were just like, oh, you know, another movie game, right?
Yeah, well, because usually movie games are usually
not
stinkers,
that great.
You know?
Not that great. The reviews on Steam are so good.
Really?
There are over 3,000 reviews, mostly positive. 76% of the reviews for this game. So that's 3 out of 4 people left a positive review for this game. On something like Steam, where people are more likely to, like, review bomb it with, like, negative stuff than anything else... That's really, really high.
It's the dog, I promise you. That's the reason it gets rated so high.
I would love to have a dog you could just pet in the game when I get too scared.
So it goes with, it's 1996. A young boy disappears in the Black Hills Forest near Burkittsville, Maryland. As Ellis, a former police officer with a troubled past, you join the search. And, like, the entire time, he, like, goes in and out of what's reality and what's not. So, like, one moment, the woods will be fine and there's nothing wrong. And then just something clicks and all of a sudden you're just, like, in a scary, like, there's monsters off watching you and they're slowly getting closer.
And like, starting to cry.
You can't open up the car door or anything. Like, it's a good game. Like, when you said, oh, no, it's another movie game, I think that's what a lot of people forget is... This is an actual, like, game. If it didn't have the Blair Witch tag
it would
on
still
it.
Be a scary game.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't need the Blair Witch as a mechanism.
Well, even looking at some of the like top reviews here, you know, Blair Witch is easily one of the best psychological horror games. Blair Witch is one of the most successfully terrifying horror games I've ever played. Like, I mean, if it wasn't a scary game, if it wasn't something like if I was into scary games, I'd give it a try. But I normally only play these if people pay me to do it, so I don't have to worry about it.
I'm with you, Robin.
The other thing that really sells this, it's in VR.
So, oh,
yeah, exactly.
No,
it's like it's cool, and it has a similar mechanic to Outlast, where you also have a video camera that you're able to hold up and whatnot.
It's Blair Witch. You got to have the video camera.
Yeah,
come on.
I played this game in VR. I guarantee I'd have like double the snot bubbles that chick did in the movie trailers.
I'll never forget because I've played through this game. The one of the scariest scenes is like you're going through because you're in the forest, in the woods, the entire time, and you just keep coming across all these crazy weird things. And at one point you come to like a sawmill and you're just in there and you're in the sawmill and you keep hearing sounds and all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, it's like, and then all of a sudden the saw comes on and there's a body on there. You're just like, what is happening? Oh. And then you come back and it's just like, it flashes and then it's back to normal and everything's fine and you're just like, did that just happen? Like, I don't know.
Did it actually happen or was my guy just seeing things? Yeah, psychological horror, man, is the worst. It's so scary.
James, we've been talking about a lot of scary games here. Is there any of these that sound
like you'd try them out?
Yeah, like remotely appealing to you?
None of them that I would try out by myself. We'll put it that way. I don't think there's any of these games I'm going to play home alone in my house, in my basement, alone with the lights off.
And the last thing I would ask you, if you had to take a guess on what the dog is named, because you can't name the dog, what do you think that the dog that protects you throughout this entire game is named?
Thor.
Bullet. It's still a pretty good name.
Bullet,
though.
Yeah.
Like a lot of horror games, you don't have to spend a whole lot of time to beat it. You're looking at 6 to 8 hours, and once again, it's free for the next week on the Epic Game Store.
Awesome. So there's your free game of the week, The Blair Witch. Play it right now for free from the Epic Game Stores. Now, if you're looking for another good game recommendation, something that's easy to get into and well worth the time, we do have our Patient Gamer segment coming up in the next hour. But coming up next, Weird Beard wants to pit us against each other to see who the best liar is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Among Us. Stay tuned to Checkpoint XP.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull up the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got me, James Campbell, and joining me are Weird Beard and the man who successfully completed his Apex Legends challenges. It's Robbie Landis.
Yes, I was up so late the day of. I needed two more wins. I got one with my buddy Bill, right after we were done with D&D. He's like, let's hop in. We got one. He's like, I gotta go to bed now. But it got to the point, there was like 10 hours left on the event, and nobody was queuing up on the American servers anymore.
You really cut it down to the
So the I last actually, yeah, I actually logged out and logged back in through the European servers and ended up, after two battles, got a win on the on the European servers with a couple of guys.
Awesome.
and I finished it. I got them all.
Were they speaking English?
They were.
Oh,
yeah,
you lucked out. Yeah. I play with so many people from Mexico, and it's always the kid that has like the mic that's always on. You hear a vacuum going in the background. Don't speak English.
Hold on, I'll tell you what was the weirdest though, because it was a completely different experience to playing on American servers. First of all, in both matches, we didn't see anyone until the last five squads, and they pinged everything. Like, it's like they needed no attachments for their guns. I actually ended up with two guns fully decked out. I had two legendary barrel stabilizers. Like, they had seen them, they're just like, there it is. And I'm like, I guess that's mine. This one too. And they're just off doing their own thing. I'm like, cool, no problem.
The Apex God smiled upon Robbie only because he went to Europe.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, I guess Robbie's big in Europe. All right, it's time for some fun and games here on Checkpoint XP. Today's game is once again inspired by Among Us.
Now, we are joined by the newlywed producer, Callie Scales. Congratulations on your new marriage.
Thank you.
So, Weird Beard, can you please explain how to play this one?
So, everybody has in front of them a sheet that has gaming facts on it. You are going to have to teach, or I guess instruct everybody here, whether or not your fact is true. You want everybody to be able to tell that it's either a truth or a lie. Who amongst us is the best liar? And I believe that I'll start just so that you guys can figure it out. So I'm going to read a fact, and you have to decide whether it's true or not.
Whether it's a fact or a false.
Yeah, fact or a false. Our first one. The first esports tournament was held in the 70s. Here's why I think you guys should believe me on this. Although video games may have really come into popularity around like the 80s and 90s, right? There were still video games in the 70s. You had games like Pong, I bet could be an esport technically. You could also have maybe like Asteroid. I bet you Asteroid had to have been an esports competition.
Well, I think that Asteroids may have been popular off the back of Star Wars. I'm gonna say false. I think it was 80s.
All right, I'll say false.
I think it's false too.
I am not sus. I'm telling you the truth. You guys ejected a crewmate here. I don't appreciate that. Next up, James, you in front.
What was the year?
Yeah, what was the year? Give us some more of the facts here, Weird Beard.
It was in 79. It was for Space Invaders.
Invaders was 79.
So close. Yeah.
Okay. All right. The Game Boy was the first video game console played in space. And here's why I think that is actually going to be the truth, because it's small, it's portable, can easily go on a spaceship to get shuttled up to the International Space Station. The International Space Station was put up there right around the time the Game Boy was put out. I'm going to tell you the exact year.
The Game Boy is battery powered.
Yeah, this does seem like a pretty easy like headline for someone, like, hey, let's send a Game Boy up into space with them.
But man, I kind of want it to have been like the Virtual Boy or something like garbage, like some awful system. Like
the Virtual Boy wouldn't be practical whatsoever. It's like a VR unit and it gives you a headache. Like, it's not going to help out.
I think it's a fact.
I think, or maybe like Sega, like, paid like buku dollars to get the Game Gear taken up there instead, but the batteries wouldn't have survived through
launch. Yeah, well, that came out way too late.
Yeah, I think it's true.
I think it's a fact.
Guess what?
It's a fact, baby!
All right.
Yeah.
James is not sus. Callie, you're next up.
All right. People who play video games are less likely to be lucid dreamers than those who don't. And the reasoning behind that is you play video games all day long, it kind of gets your mind into a being told a story sort of mode versus when you dream normally, you are telling your own story. It discourages creativity.
You know what? I'm going to go truth. I think that's a truth.
I mean, I'm listening to all your argument here, Callie, but I feel like if those who play video games would be more likely to lucid dream because you have that imagination there. Like, you've seen all sorts of weird things. You fought weird monsters. I feel like you have all this stuff in your brain. Your brain's going to be like...
See, I would have thought that as well, but the fact that I can't lucid dream and I play video games, I don't know.
You play more video games than anybody.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm going to say truth.
I think it's false.
We have a split room, Rick. Yeah. What do we do?
I can't.
Whoever's right gets the point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, the point goes to James. It was a lie.
Oh, I smelled right through that old pile of BS.
All right. Now it's my turn, I believe.
Yes.
The longest video game session lasted 138 hours and 34 seconds. This is actually the world record for the longest video game session. This took place back in October of 2012. It was actually a man by the name of Okan Kaya, and he broke this record playing Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
He played for how many hours?
138 hours.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's over 4 consecutive days.
He did not die. I just want you guys to know that. Some people have died playing video games. He did not.
Like, it's too long. There's no way. I think it's false.
I think it's false, too.
Well, guys, I have to let you know that Okan Kaya did break that world record, but it was only 135 hours.
Okay. Well,
the one
up.
Thing we're getting caught up on was the length of time.
Yep.
So I was correct in that it was false, but I still think it's impossible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe 135
hours. You were right on the time, but the story is correct.
Wow. Next up, I will ask you, or I'll tell you, the reason the creator of Pac-Man chose to have Pac-Man as always eating something was because he thought women were always eating something and wanted to appeal to more women.
Oh, I remember.
Here, let me tell you. I this is honest to God the truth. You have to remember, when was Pac-Man made? Like in the 80s.
Yeah.
People were dumb. Like,
I'm pretty sure that's true.
I know Pac-Man eats fruits. You know, Miss Pac-Man eats fruits, and oh man.
There's a pretzel in there too.
There is a pretzel.
I think they're all snacky snacks.
They are. But did this also come from that high scores from Netflix? Because they definitely talked about Pac-Man as well.
I feel like that's why this Pac-Man thing, I feel like what Weirdbeard's telling us is false, but it makes sense. But I know there was a very specific reason why he was eating stuff.
Did it have anything to do with the fact that it's because he was inspired by a pizza?
Yeah, he's a pizza slice missing.
Yeah.
But I know the fruits came later because those guys modded the Pac-Man game to make Mrs. Pac-Man.
Right.
So the original Pac-Man, I don't think had those fruits.
Well, and Mrs. Pac-Man too. Like, I think that was the play to get women involved, wasn't it? Because women like playing Pac-Man.
That's what I thought too. I'm going to go with false.
I'm going false as well.
I think the facts are true, but the reasoning is false. Mm-hmm. I think false.
Unfortunately, I was telling the truth once again.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. It's one of the. Apparently, they just wanted to appeal to a larger Western market of women.
And they thought everyone in the West is fat. They like food.
No, food. Wow. That works.
They aren't all
hey,
wrong.
You know what? I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
We do like food. Mm-hmm.
James, you're up next.
All right. Here we go. The founder of Atari also founded the famous kids fast food chain Chuck E. Cheese as a way to get kids to play Atari arcade games. Now, to me, that makes perfect sense, because if you're the founder of Atari, you need to get your games sold. You need to get your games in front of kids. So why not create an environment for kids to come play your games?
So Jack What's-His-Face, whose name I cannot remember, the founder of Atari, is also the founder of Chuck E. Cheese, is basically the factoid?
Yes. Before Major Magics came out on the scene and tried to steal his glory.
This is for all the marbles, so you need to make sure that you're not ejecting without being sure.
Okay. Ooh, I don't remember Chuck E. Cheese ever being big on like just video games, right? Like they like Outrun and like some Sega games in them, but I mean, then again, I watched Chuck E. Cheese in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're talking way back in like the 70s here.
Did Chuck E. Cheese exist in the 70s?
Man, I don't know.
Late 70s.
I think this is false. I don't believe this for a minute.
There's something about this kind of rubbed me the wrong way too.
It's sus.
I think it's sus. I think it's false. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys willing to put the whole game on the line?
Yeah,
I'm willing to eject you from an airlock on it.
To eject me from an airlock on it. Well, guess what, everybody? It's the truth!
Oh, no.
None of you can handle the truth.
Wow.
For all the marbles.
Oh, all right.
He definitely founded the Mouse Pizza Emporium and Atari at the same time.
Wow. Okay, fair enough.
All right. Well, that means congratulations to me. How's that feel, Robbie?
You know what? I'm actually happy for you. I'm going to give you a round of applause.
Thank you.
It's a feeling you're never going to get in Warzone, so take it while you can.
I'll take it where I can get it. Thank you so much. Congratulations to me, the new Checkpoint XP champion. Now, you heard I nailed it earlier when we told you about Snoop Dogg getting the Xbox Series X mini fridge. Well, now it's time to hear who failed it.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows,
go
who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Alex Hutchinson, creative director at the Montreal studio of Stadia Games and Entertainment, made a comment on Twitter in regards to streamers that got him in a lot of trouble. Robbie, can you give me the tweet?
So he said, streamers worried about getting their content pulled because they used music they didn't pay for should be more worried about the fact that they're streaming games that they didn't pay for as well. First of all, spoilers, they did pay for them. The real truth is that streamers should be paying the developers and the publishers of the games they stream. They should be using a license like any real business and paying for the content they use.
That is...
Yeah.
Yikes.
First of all...
Yeah.
All of gaming Twitter roasted the heck out of him. And Google even came out and put out a statement saying that they do not support or agree with his claims whatsoever.
The biggest thing is, like, Google is a terrible company. And if they come out to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, they're like, we're not with that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We have some weird controversial stances on some things. But what this guy just said, we want no part in.
Yeah. He got ratioed to hell. Just know that if you ever get more replies than you get likes on your tweet, you're in trouble.
Wow. Now, coming up, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, what was your most brutal death in a video game? We'll discuss your answers in a little bit, because ahead next, we're checking the gaming headlines. Robbie, what do you have in store for us?
Do you want to know what Super Smash Brothers character was caught flashing his meat whenever he won?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me
right
now?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I want to know who's card flashing their meat. We'll find out next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios, esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell, and with me is Robbie Landis, as well as the only member of Checkpoint XP to dress as the Red Power Ranger 5 straight years in a row for Halloween. It's a weird beard.
I was so committed. Not only did I dress as the Red Power Ranger, that was my birthday cake that my mom made, like homemade every single year.
Look, look, in defense of Weirdbeard, I'm pretty sure that I dressed as a Power Ranger for more than 5 years in a row, but I changed it up.
I just, like, once you get committed to being Tommy, right, like, that's who you are. Like,
he knows it by name, Tommy.
I do, he's my BFF.
Yeah, and then the second one was Rocky. Tommy nowadays, he put on some weight, by the way.
Him and I both. So.
I don't think any of us are going to fit into our Halloween costumes that we wore 5 years in a row back then. So, streamers are getting hit with takedown notices on broadcasts that they deleted, but now they're back and they're getting them into trouble. This is an interesting story we're going to talk about in just a bit because it's time for this.
Game! Oh! The guy is unreal.
My goodness!
Here's another esports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Ever since his success as Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and Marvel's Captain America Civil War, there have been rumors that Tom Holland would be playing the starring role of the Uncharted movie's Nathan Drake. Now, at first, the rumors were that he'd be a younger version of the grizzled treasure hunter, but now we've gotten our first official look at him as Nathan Drake. And look, I'm as big of a Tom Holland fan as anybody, but I don't know about this one.
You know what pissed me off even more than Tom Holland? Because I like Tom Holland, so I give him a pass.
Is it Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg is Sully. You played Uncharted, correct, James?
I have not. Okay, I have it installed, but I've never played it.
So, like, Sully is this kind of, like, older father figure to Nathan Drake, right? Okay. And Mark Wahlberg is playing him. And so this is what Sully looks like. And then Mark Wahlberg, just all he did is put on a mustache. And then he's like, what's up? I'm Sully. And I'm like, no, you're not.
He doesn't look old enough to be.
Not at all.
So, all right. This, I think, tells us two things. First of all, is that I think that what they're doing is doing an Uncharted series inspired by the games. Because the only reason that you would go with. The only reason you would go with a young actor like Tom Holland, and, well, he's not as young as Tom Holland, compared to the role he's playing, even Mark Wahlberg is pretty young, is they're obviously planning in the same way that MCU does. They want this to be a big
thing,
big franchise.
This is the laziest, like they went to Halloween USA and were like, yeah. Where's your mustaches?
They took Marky Mark and they put him in a $2 fake mustache.
Now, to be fair, when we saw Henry Cavill in the Witcher wig for the very first time, he looked like he was cosplaying Legolas, but in the actual show, he looked great, so I will reserve judgment.
Interesting.
Everyone is loving Minecraft Steve and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, but he's been getting headlines for all the wrong reasons. The windscreen for Steve in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate shows him holding a pork chop, a piece of meat, which, if eaten, it restores your health. The problem is, the camera angle, and because of the blocky graphics of Minecraft, it looks like Steve is holding his own
meat.
It looks like he's taking a selfie pic for a babe on Tinder he just connected
with.
Yes.
Now, obviously, it was swiftly removed when the internet pointed this out. But I just have to say, how innocent must the minds at Nintendo be that no one else saw that and actually caught it? Like, no one actually realized.
And I also find it hard to believe that all the minds at Nintendo are so innocent and oblivious to this that somebody didn't realize, like, hey, it looks like he's got his Johnson out.
Look, there's probably one Weirdbeard at Nintendo who saw that and was just like, let's see how long they go until they notice.
Yes.
That's probably more likely the situation.
I just, like, my question is, of all the things, right, all the things you could have made the character do.
A pickaxe, come on. Yeah.
Instead, you're just like, no, pork chop for life. That's what we got to do.
NBA 2K, a $60 video game that will be a $70 video game in the next generation, has found a new way to monetize. Whenever it shows you a loading screen in-game, you are now subjected to unskippable advertisements.
What?
And recently, these have included straight-up political ads.
Ooh.
For a full-price game that also features in-game purchases, players are, rightly so, very unhappy that these ads aren't at least skippable.
Wow, that's crazy. So can you only play the game connected to the internet? Because what if you just connected your console from the internet?
The last time that you probably played it, it probably downloaded those ads to your console.
Those ads
probably.
Wow, I would be furious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be very upset if I'm being subjected to watching ads for a game that I paid for.
Well, they came out and the makers of NBA 2K were like, oh, well, the ads weren't implemented correctly, which is just like corporate speak for we got caught, people didn't like it, and so now we have to backpedal and try. I just think that, like, because advertising in video games is a whole thing. Did you know that, like, companies will pay to be on, like, billboards within the video games?
Oh, I believe that, yeah.
Like that.
Yep.
And I just think
you got to get in front of that younger crowd, man. Yeah.
I think it's crazy the amounts that, like, gamers just don't even realize that space is being encroached and stolen
mm-hmm.
from them.
Mm-hmm. The offseason for the Overwatch League has started with a bang. Multiple teams have started to cut nearly their entire roster and begun to rebuild. Among them, my own beloved Houston Outlaws. But in a move that does shine some light at the end of the tunnel, Cool Matt 69, one of the players from the inaugural team, has actually just been named general manager.
Now, this is crazy, especially because, like, Houston Outlaws, we have to say that the same company that owns us also
owns the Houston,
Outlaws. But what's crazy
is Matt 69 is kind of like a brother.
Yeah, he is.
Man 69? I like your name.
It's like, it's interesting because the Outlaws have gone without a general manager now for how long?
About half a season.
But that's in sports. Like, if I were to tell you, yo, the Dallas Cowboys don't have a general manager
now,
for half their
season. Matt has actually been sort of filling in that position, but he only just recently
so he's kind of been the interim
was
general
promoted.
Manager,
yeah,
but now he's officially given the title.
Correct. And I actually got to talk to him a little bit. There's an article about it over at checkpointxp.com. But here's what he had to say. One of the questions that I asked him was, a lot of people right now are feeling like my team's gone because they cut so many people. Now, as one of the inaugural players, I asked him, you know, what do you think about that? And what would you say to fans who feel like their team, you know, isn't there anymore?
I understand the fan perspective more than anybody, right? Like these are people that I've been playing with for such a long time that I consider some of my closest friends, and we've gone through a lot together. So seeing them go, like it was harder on me than it was going to be on any of the fans.
Though the release was limited, and even though Weirdbeard didn't get as much enjoyment out of it as he wanted, there are some neat Easter eggs hidden in the Mario Battle Royale Super Mario Brothers 35. There's actually a way, did you know this, Weirdbeard, to play as Luigi?
You have to get all the way to star level 100, and that's where a star shows up, and then all of a sudden you can play as Luigi. Here's what I'm really.
Oh, he's about to get worked up again.
I'm really butthurt about this. Like, I don't know how to convey how upset I am about Nintendo doing limited release stuff. They just announced the Fire Emblem release that they're putting out is going to be limited edition.
This is the original Fire Emblem, is that
yes.
right?
And so they
What's
are.
The, what is the Fire Emblem?
It's a game, game series.
Yep,
oh, okay.
It's an RPG role-playing game. Its lineage can be traced back almost as far as Final Fantasy.
Okay, I thought it had something to do with Pokemon.
Go to hell, Nintendo.
Wow! That's it for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
All right, thank you, Robbie, for that update. Now, I've been seeing some troubling stuff on Twitter these past few weeks about streamers complaining about DMCA takedowns in relation to music. But I have a couple questions here. First, can you explain exactly what a DMCA takedown is? And secondly, didn't Twitch already kind of solve this problem a few months ago? Why are these issues coming up again?
Right. So the DMCA takedowns is essentially what this is in relation to is streamers play music in the background of their streams. That's copyrighted.
Yeah.
They don't have the rights to be able to play that music. So these takedowns are basically saying because that's our music back there, you have to take down that whole video. You can't do that.
So it's similar
right?
to the same reasons, like sometimes I'll put up a YouTube video on my YouTube
exactly.
channel.
Exactly.
Like, you have a copyright infringement 100%. Thing.
And okay. you're right. This was big a few months ago, mm-hmm. and Twitch was supposedly trying to work something out on the back end to figure out a way that streamers could play, you know, music without running into this. There mm-hmm. have been all sorts of artists who have said, hey, all my music going forward is free if anyone wants to use it. And so a lot of people, I believe it was actually Super who was part of the 2020 Grand Champions for the Overwatch League, actually posted that he had deleted a bunch of clips and stuff that had music in it. And now those clips are suddenly back, and he's getting these takedown notices for them.
And those notices, like, how do those affect Super? Like,
so you basically...
Did he lose his Twitch channel?
Yes. You can. Okay. You can. And so what,
so
people...
This is a major issue.
Major thing. So what people are thinking is happened is because Twitch was trying to sort of, you know, figure out this deal on the back end, that basically a pause had been put on all of these takedowns. So in that time, anyone who went through and like deleted everything so they wouldn't get these, mm-hmm. they actually already had the takedowns, but because of the pause on it, they didn't go through. So now once whatever these supposed talks were have essentially broken down, all of those takedowns are going through, and as a result, it has retroactively put all those videos that they deleted back up on Twitch that they're getting in trouble for.
Man, what a mess.
Yeah, it's a huge mess.
We talked about the popular streamer Wreckful, who was a World of Warcraft streamer who passed away actually earlier this year.
Yeah, there's like a memorial for him in one of the games we talked
about.
Yeah.
Now, what's crazy is that Twitch has come out and said that his back catalog of videos that are still available on Twitch, because his entire channel is still up, mm-hmm. will actually be spared from this DMCA apocalypse that's happening.
Because there's nobody still around to collect any kind of royalties or any kind of monetization of the videos.
Yeah, so I mean, there's got to be a way to figure this out. This is the one bastion of like pain that continues to exist in the Twitch community. Is why is there not music or a music rights deal that Twitch is able to work out? Because they are doing nothing but harming creators way more than this is helping some suit, you know, at a company far off collect 15 cents because mm-hmm. their song got played in the background for 10 seconds.
Now, there's also some other avenues or outlets where you can actually get music that's safe to play on your streams, correct?
Yeah, but I mean, like, let's say...
It's just not, like, mainstream. You're not hearing, like, the newest...
If you play NBA 2K20... Mm-hmm. You have music in there that's not licensed to be able to be on Twitch. So if you play,
even though it's licensed to be in the game,
wow,
you're playing.
This could create a whole scenario for game developers to not be able to use certain things. Then, like, this could be a bigger deal than just the things getting pulled down from Twitch.
Well, it's not going to affect the game developers because they have to license the music through the game themselves. Mm-hmm. But because there's no way to tell on Twitch if you're just playing it, you know, off of Spotify, or if it's in the game mm-hmm. that you've paid for, then it's basically just streamers that are getting stepped on.
But if I was a streamer on Twitch and I'm like, I want to play this new game, this hottest, newest game, and then all of a sudden I find out that I'm getting a DMCA thing because of music.
Because a song from Drake was in there.
Yeah. I guess what game I'm not playing?
That
one. Your game.
Yeah.
With October coming to a close, we have a list of the new releases coming out in November that you should keep your eyes on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Out next on Checkpoint XP.
The world of comics has been growing for the past 30 years, and that's why Robbie and Ben are here to break it down for you. Join the Shop Talk every Monday for the latest in all things comic. Find the other identity at checkpointxp.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is going to be absolute madness around...
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Weird Beard, and someone who has some very, very strong feelings about the Justice League Snyder Cut.
Don't even.
Mr. Robbie
don't
Landis.
Don't even get me. Look, just don't call it a cut, because it's not a cut, right? They're basically refilming
the entire movie.
They bring Jared Leto's Joker back. Who asked for that?
I did.
Nobody asked for the Juggaloker to come back on screen.
All right, the Juggaloker.
They're also bringing in Joe Manganiello's Deathstroke, which is cool. I like Deathstroke. I like Joe. Cool. But here's the problem. Even if this is the best movie ever created, it's not considered canon. So what's the point? Just stop. James, how dare you trigger me.
It's to entertain people like me that want to see, what'd you call him, the Juggaloker?
The Juggaloker. I like the Juggaloker. I can't take credit for that. Callie came up with that name.
I like him as that Juggaloker.
As October comes to a close, we put away all the spooky decorations. We have a whole new month and a whole new holiday season to look forward to. That includes a whole new list of games coming out. Robbie, what's new in gaming for the month of November? Anything big?
What's new in gaming, James? Oh,
any new consoles, maybe?
I don't know. Only the entire next generation of consoles. So, yes, obviously, release date for the Xbox Series X and S is on November 10th. And for the PlayStation 5, November 12th. That is going to be a busy, busy weekend. Good luck getting those consoles for your significant others or children. You're going to need it.
Now, How many moms are going to get into fights on Black Friday for these new consoles?
Yes, I was going to ask, if you buy it, right, on the launch day, do you give it to your significant other or do you hold on to it until Christmas?
I feel like you hold on to it until Christmas.
I don't even know. But here's what I will say. For any of you out there worried that your kids or your significant other won't be able to play the hottest new games, I will say this for you. I believe there's only one game worth getting in November that can only be played on a PlayStation 5. All the other big hot games can be played on both the 4 and the 5, and most of them you will be able to freely upgrade onto the new system. So if you can hold off or convince them to hold off until you don't have to kill someone in order to get a console, you should do so. So one of the games, November 10th, Assassin's Creed Valhalla is the newest entry into the Assassin's Creed franchise that will take place during the Viking days. Looks pretty good. I'll be interested to see how well this is. The only question I've had about this is Assassin's Creed is about like running up buildings and climbing stuff and
jumping around. Vikings are not known for.
Correct.
Vikings are not known for their parkour skills, I believe.
But it's also in like, you know, when the Vikings are invading England. So we might have like castles and stuff like run around.
Also, you had an entire Assassin's Creed that was on boats.
Which I didn't play because I thought that was dumb.
That's fine. But, you know, Vikings had boats as well.
They did.
So I think that you're going to be able to find something to do.
Yeah. Destiny 2 Beyond Light, the Destiny 2's newest expansion, will also be coming out on the same day. By the way, both Assassin's Creed and Destiny 2 can be played on all platforms except for the Switch. For the anime fan in your life, Yakuza Like a Dragon, which takes place within this sort of shared Yakuza gang sort of thing that my girlfriend's been playing a lot. There isn't a whole lot of gang warfare whenever I watch her play.
No.
She's always like racing RC cars or she's like, you know, working her girls at the cabaret.
Like mini games?
Yeah, there's so many mini games.
It's a lot like Grand Theft Auto.
I'm gonna ask if this is like the Yakuza is this like a Grand Theft Auto, but it's with a Japanese mafia?
Yeah, you just don't necessarily, you don't play, like, yes, there are people that play for the storylines, but there's also people who get lost in like
just the mini games.
Just whatever.
Yep. That's also for everything except for the Switch. We also have Spider-Man Miles Morales, which will be on the PS4 and the PS5. That's November 12th when the PS5 releases.
So good.
It's good. Now, the only game which you can only play on the PS5 is Godfall. Now, there isn't a whole lot known about this. It looks to have sort of like Diablo-esque sort of properties. It's what's known as a looter shooter, even though it's with swords. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that as you're playing it and like defeating gods and monsters and stuff like that, they drop a ton of loot, so you're constantly like getting new equipment and stuff to try on. Looks gorgeous. Looks absolutely beautiful.
It looks really freaking good.
On November 13th, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. I think they maybe need one more subtitle on there. But again, this can be played on everything except for the Switch.
And that's the game that's also going to be being played in the Call of Duty League in the upcoming season.
So this will be the new Call of Duty game.
Correct. Professional.
In the CDL.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And then on November 19th, Cyberpunk 2077.
It's Robbie's. Would you want to change your birthday to this day just
decade
so you can celebrate it every single year?
No. Actually, that's my mom's birthday. November 19th.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah.
So, hold on. If somebody say, are you going to ditch your mom's birthday to be able to go and play Cyberpunk 2077 all day?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Not even a bit
of
hesitation.
We'll hold her birthday on a different day.
There you go. Well, that answers the question I was going to ask you. Which game are you more excited for, Robbie? Spider-Man, Miles Morales, or Cyberpunk 2077?
Oh, it's definitely Cyberpunk,
obviously.
Unfortunately. Okay. And then finally, for the Switch players out there, you guys have a new game coming in November as well.
Woo!
Hyrule Warriors: Age of Calamity Switch exclusive.
It's essentially like a Breath of the Wild prequel.
Okay.
And it's, if you enjoy
Hyrule Warriors is Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, it's
isn't
Dynasty
it? It's
Warriors.
Like, it's just like a hack and slash game. You just walk around fighting hordes and hordes of enemies and armies and just devastating them all.
But does it have anything to do with Link or The Legend of Zelda?
Yes. That's all. That's, you get to play
that's like,
as.
That's like the world that it takes place
you
in.
You get to play
that?
As Zelda or Impa or a Goron or Link or like all these different characters and just mess hundreds of enemies up at a time.
Ah, sounds fun. I'm glad we actually got a Switch game in on yes. the most anticipated releases in November.
Yeah, but so yeah, there are a lot of games coming out in November. So just you know, think of this as your Checkpoint holiday gift guide.
Kind of, yeah, I guess maybe. Yeah.
Can't be bothered to play new games as they come out.
I've been hearing about this Skyrim thing. Is that worth buying?
For gamers behind the times, it's the Patient Gamer.
Each week, Weird Beard and Robbie bring us a new game to check out that you might have missed otherwise. Now, what have we got this week, Weird Beard?
This week, we have the precursor to the current game of the year, Hades, with its older brother, Bastion.
From the wharf to the wild. You gotta hand it to the Calamity. It did the job quick. But it missed a few spots, didn't it? Besides, if not for the Calamity, we wouldn't have this distillery chock full of the finest spirits.
So Bastion is in, it's hard to kind of describe a game like this. Like, it's a top-down isometric action RPG.
Okay.
And what you're doing is you are
playing... What would be another game similar to this?
Any of the Supergiant games. Like I said, like the current game of the year that everybody's going hype about is Hades.
Diablo another top-down isometric type game.
So essentially what Supergiant Games, the developers of this, learned from doing this game, they implemented into Hades, and that's what made it so freaking good. So if you want to find out kind of like the origin story of what it was, you're able to play this one. Now, I will say, on Steam, it has a 10 out of 10 review. The lowest score that it gets across all ratings platforms is a 92%. So it's a universal, like, just critical acclaim.
What I really like about this, because I played a little bit of it, is that there's the voice of the narrator that narrates literally everything you do in the game. So every time you play it, if you play it a different way, it'll change the narration style
as
well.
Robbie wakes up and he goes to the grocery store. But if you don't go to the grocery store, he's like, Robbie wakes up and he goes to the bathroom.
Yep, and you're looking at between 6 to 20 hours, depending on how much you want to complete, if you just want to go through the story or do all the sort of side stuff.
You can pick it up on Steam, Xbox 360, or Switch, where it was just released. On all platforms, it's $14.99. So, you know, like $15 to be able to get through it is a really cheap price for a game that's so good.
Awesome. Well, there is your Patient Gamer recommendation, Bastion. Available on Steam, Xbox 360, and Switch for less than $20. Coming up, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, what was your most brutal video game death? We'll talk about your answers when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The League of Legends World Championships continue throughout the month of October, with the finals set to be held in early November. With the Overwatch League Grand Finals in the books, normally we turn our attention to the Overwatch World Cup. However, with BlizzCon canceled this year, that event is now in doubt. We're unlikely to see more professional Overwatch until 2021. In Counter-Strike Global Offensive, the month of October plays host to IEM New York, as well as the DreamHack Open Fall event. The RLCSX Fall Major is underway, and North America's turn is just about here. North America will compete on October 18th and October 25th. The November 6th Siege Major has been replaced by a regional competition that'll be held online. North American competition will run November 13th through the 15th. We're coming up on the end of the major esports seasons at this point, and it's going to be a long wait until January. Hopefully, 2021 will be a better year for esports. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In the world of esports, head on over to our website. That's over at CheckpointXP.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who refuses to play Phasmophobia, me, James Gamble.
What if we let you be the guy in the van? We'll never send you into the house.
Yeah.
I'm the guy in the van. That's like the biggest bitch of the game.
But you know, you won't ever be scared. And
yeah.
You heard us play a clip earlier in the show.
You know
where
what?
We
hold on.
I bet
even if we put him in the van and all he has to do is tell us, like, you know, let us know what our sanity is, monitor the ghost level, I bet he'd still get freaked out for us.
I'm still going to be scared. No, I'm alone in a van.
You can look on the cameras and see the ghosts inside. So you get it kind of spooked.
You can't get attacked in the van. You're 100% safe in the van.
Well, maybe I'll consider it.
Yeah.
Now, we asked over on social media, at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, what was your most brutal death in the video game? We'll talk about our most brutal deaths here, and then we'll get to your answers in a little bit.
Yeah, so I took this in a little different way, and even our answers from our social media, they kind of went one of two ways, talking about literally like the most violent death they've ever had in a game, or just like some moments that when you hear it's like, oh, that's brutal. I have an old go-to, like you've probably heard this story before, even on this show, because it's just, even thinking about it now gives me like weird gaming PTSD, but it was spending... Yeah. 4+ hours grinding away on Final Fantasy X to get my characters to the level that they needed to be in order to take on this really hard boss, and then a step from the save sphere, because back then, you didn't have just, you know, press F5 for a quick save. You had to go to specific points in order to save, and I died one step from that save point,
because
no! I got into a random fight with a bomb that was like self-destruct, wipe everybody out. 4 hours worth of progress gone in an instant.
You tempted fate. I also have
that was the moment that I broke the controller.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow, a little Robbie rage.
A little Robbie rage. I also have a Final Fantasy brutal death. In Final Fantasy Tactics, there is it's on the PlayStation, and there's one part of the game to where the game prompts you to save, right? So you go, okay, yeah, sure, I'll save. And you save. And then it immediately dumps you into, like, this huge, like, this boss that's a huge, like, spike in difficulty. And so if you didn't know that this was coming, and this is your first time playing through, you would have saved right before that. And I go in and, you know, you get your ass kicked. But you had just saved over your file. So all you can do is continue loading into that same save and attempting to beat it over and beat it over and
you
beat it over.
You can't do what I did and try to get stronger first.
Yeah, so it's like there's nothing you can do. You're just boned. So it's like I either have to start the entire game over or somehow find a way to just like cheese this boss.
We have a similar response from a fan here. But first, James, what about yours?
Well, I went the other way. I went with one of the most brutal deaths, like graphic-wise, like blood and guts.
Blood.
And I feel like one of them, I feel like you encounter most of them with fatalities in Mortal Kombat.
Sure.
But one that sticks out is Kitana. I forget which Mortal Kombat it is, but Kitana, like, cuts off your arms and then shoots, like, this crazy, like, metal spear right through your mouth and pulls it right out. And that, to me, is probably my most brutal death.
Donald here can actually one-up you. He says, the birdbath death in Friday the 13th is brutal. Jason rips the top of the bath off, slams your torso down through the pillar, then caves your head in with the birdbath. He said, there's lots of other really good ones in there, but that one just really, really sticks out.
I haven't seen that one.
To yours, Weird Beard, somebody's gun said, Fallout 3, I was just swimming along in the water, and then the game auto-saved, and then I died seconds later. So now when I go to reload my save...
Just over and over again.
You just reload and you're stuck in an endless cycle of death because I could never get away from it. Snap the disc and never touched another Fallout game.
It's like the loop in... is it Endgame when Doctor Strange? Or is that
Doctor
Strange?
Yeah.
Is it Doctor Strange when they go on that loop?
Yep. XO0 says the FF10 Seymour Flux fight, which actually that's the one that I was training for as well in my FF10.
Seymour Flux?
Seymour Flux.
Thank you
for...
I was like, ooh, that sounds like a naughty word and a porn star name.
And Xenosaga 2 or Gila fight. I couldn't finish either of those games because of those bosses.
Dude, JRPGs are the worst. They just they tease you, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, guess what? You're dead forever.
Yep.
Have fun.
Finally, we have the Fredible Hulk, who says the head slice from those green monsters in Resident Evil 1 when you come back to the mansion.
If you enjoyed these responses, you can always include yours by commenting on our social media at Checkpoint XP. However, we want to talk to you on the phone. So if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 1-833-557 0974. If you want to chime in on the social media question, you can. But if you feel like you have a question that you feel like the experts here at Checkpoint XP should be able to answer, you can leave that question as well.
So we also asked another question. We got two questions this week for you. And this one was, what video game quote would you get etched onto your tombstone?
I know what mine would be.
Oh.
Absolutely 100%.
Okay.
Duke Nukem. Can you guess where I'm going with this one?
I came here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Yep, that's what I would want on my tombstone.
You're not the only one. Bryce Stockman, she also said that she would put that on her.
Yeah,
as well.
Bryce. I like where your head is. Yeah, right. Bryce.
What about you, Weird Beard?
All your base are belong to us.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. One of the it's like one of the first original video game memes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is.
A
it
bad
is.
Translation.
And I'm just hoping that like 100 years in the future, they're just like, what is this?
Like, it's like old timey English, yeah. You know, like, fare thy maiden. But instead,
see, I feel like a lot of them aren't really going to make sense just walking around and looking at a tombstone. So, first of all, they're all going to be funny. I don't think you can find like a serious quote from a video game to put on a tombstone.
I feel like you could probably find something serious.
You could, but that's funny.
I mean, maybe, right? But I think it's a lot easier just going for something that's a little bit silly and whatnot. And actually, my favorite one, the one that I would go for, reporter Matt said the same thing. This is a meme basically right out of a video game. You even see people do it now in various Twitch chats, and that's press F to pay respect.
Ah, I like
funny.
That.
Yep, yeah. Which I believe was taken out of a Call of Duty when you are at someone's funeral.
Yeah, you're at somebody's funeral, and you walk up to a casket, and it literally prompts you, like, press F to pay respects.
Yep.
That's
and it's
funny.
Just like, okay.
It had to have been a PC gamer.
Yep.
You can't press F. You can't press F out of controller,
okay,
but I do remember.
See, another funny one would have been from, what's the new, L.A. Noir, right?
Mm-hmm.
X to Doubt. Just LaFond says, the cake was a lie.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah,
I like Annie. I'm actually playing this game right now on stream from Final Fantasy VIII, and that squalls whatever.
You could do, you know what's one I just thought of? You could do like a Star Fox. Do a barrel roll.
Yeah.
Just because, like.
Just people, because why?
I think it would be funny, and I would hope that there was the technology to make my casket roll over whenever somebody said it. Like,
Andy. Andy here's going.
Rolling over in his grave.
Yeah, Andy here's going pretty literal. I just go with game over. Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Womp, womp.
The crew said it had to be me. Someone else would have gotten it wrong, which none of you know where that's from.
I
that
do
is
not
heartbreaking.
Know where that's from.
That is heartbreaking. That is from Mass Effect 3. That is one of the most heartbreaking scenes I've ever seen in a video game.
Did you cry?
There, I did.
Wow,
almost.
This scene brought you to tears.
I was going to do the renegade option, and one of your characters is going to reverse this genophage that he had a hand in throughout the entire series, and he's like, it was the right thing to do. Right thing to do. Had to have been done. And then he finally has like a 180 where he's like, I made a mistake doing it, and he's going to fix it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the quote. It has to be me.
So he's essentially, sounds like he's gearing up to sacrifice himself.
He did.
Wow.
He did. And before
this. Just like
this,
the ending of Armageddon.
And before this, like doing the renegade run, you're supposed to stop him from fixing it, and mm-hmm. he's going to die either way, right? But he gives this speech with that quote, and like, I couldn't do it.
You need a Kleenex now.
I
looks like you're starting to remember it.
Do it.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're stupid. Why didn't we do Oregon Trail? You have died of dysentery. We're all stupid.
I don't want to die of dysentery, though.
Sai says, Spartans never die. They're just missing in action. From Halo.
Oh, it's almost like the Goonies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then finally, the last one, we're going to do Ethan's Would You Kindly. Well, that's a weird thing to put on a tombstone. But from Bioshock. A famous line that you find out at the end of it is actually a brainwashing trigger word for your character. It's been being said the entire way through the game. The little narrator asks, you know, would you kindly go and do this? And it's a game, so you just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, you realize you're brainwashed. And he says, would you kindly put the gun to your head and kill yourself?
Well, that'll do it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening to us on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com and check out the Checkpoint XP on campus and get the latest info on what is going on in the world of collegiate esports. Check out the new show with Norris Howard and Jacob Brothers as they talk collegiate League of Legends and Overwatch players and how you could become one, too. New episodes every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. A big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, Producer Callie, Producer Chad, and Norris Howard for helping put this episode together. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll talk to you again on the next level.